Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on managing legacy data, and in particular, dealing with toxic data. My name's Anthony Adshead, storage editor of Computer Weekly. With me today, I have Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning.
The first question I'd like to ask today is, why is it important for us to manage legacy data, and in particular, to look at toxic data? Over to you.
So let's try and define legacy data and toxic data to start with. Legacy data is data that you have, whether it's structured or unstructured, on your systems, but that you don't necessarily use on a day-to-day basis. Now, sometimes you need to keep data for regulation purposes, in particular financial data, data pertaining to employee records and so on. And you will need to keep that, but it very quickly becomes legacy data because it's not actually live data. You may also be unaware of where that data resides. So it could be on your servers in-house, it could be on decommissioned systems, but systems that are still potentially within your ecosystem and that you might want to plug in again at some stage. It could be on USB sticks, even on CDs or even floppy disks, depending on how old your organization is. The concept of toxic data is any data that is on your systems, whether live systems or legacy systems, that you don't really need in order to conduct your business and that is potentially increasing your risk surface. For instance, it could be credit card holder data that you've kept after the transaction went through, which would be obviously in breach of PCI and in breach of data protection regulation. It could be protected health information that you needed at the time but you don't need anymore. It could be contracts that have expired. It could be any type of documents, legal documents, that has essentially reached the end of its life. So you might find toxic data within your legacy systems, within your live systems, but also potentially within cloud services that you either no longer use or think that you don't use. And the challenge here is that whether it's for legacy data or toxic data, it's still data that you're managing. And so it's still covered under current data protection regulation and other regulations, but also under the upcoming general data protection regulation. So you need to ensure that it's protected appropriately at all times.
Thanks, Mathieu. The question that follows on from that I have is, how can we manage the process of dealing with toxic data from a storage perspective? Over to you again.
So once you've identified the toxic data and any other type of legacy data, what you need to do is you need to map where it is within your ecosystem. And the best way to do that is obviously to work with your IT team, but also to work with the legal team and the compliance folks, because they'll know what they're trying to comply with and therefore the type of data to look for. You may also wish to use data discovery tools to look for specific strings of data, whether it's financial data, credit card data, protected health information, or any other type of structured or unstructured data. Once you have done all of that, the first thing is to dispose of any toxic data that you don't need, and to do that securely according to best practices, such as the ones published by NIST in the US, and to only keep the data that you need. One very good point of reference to understand the concept is to look at requirements 3.4 of PCI DSS around storage of credit card holder data. It's essentially a simple model that tells you when you can keep credit card holder data, what type of credit card holder data, and how you need to keep it, you know, encryption, access, and so on. And the idea would be for you to reproduce that for your own ecosystem. What type of data do I really need? What type of data will I keep? And if so, how will I keep it? And the key rule is, if you don't need it, don't store it. Don't let it be on your system, because it immediately becomes what I was talking about, which is called the toxic data. The key to successfully getting rid of, or at least managing, toxic data within your systems is to make this a continuous process. So continually map the ecosystem, continually run data discovery tools, continually dispose of data that you no longer need and make sure that your staff are aware of what you're doing, so that they don't end up creating new data that might become toxic for the organization.
Thanks very much, Mathieu, and that's the end of the podcast. For more information on storage and compliance, check out www.computerweekly.com.